And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. Today in the news, in a 19-minute video, Matterhorn Asset Manager Principals Egon von Giertz and Matthew Pippenberg address critical data points related to precious metal price conditions. Specifically, they discuss and make sense of the ongoing shifts in inflation and the yield data, as well as the omnipresent topic of sustainable debt levels fictionally managed by central bankers via monetary expansion and yield rate repression. Egon closes the discussion with his thoughts on silver, in particular precious metals, as a wealth preservation asset in general. Well, have we reached peak speculation? Asked John Calhoun of Alhambra Partners. Speculation is rampant right now, he says, across a variety of markets. Forget for a moment why there is a lot of speculation. It doesn't really matter. A joke cryptocurrency is up 5 times in less than a month, and commodity charts have almost gone vertical. Copper is up 12% in the last month, and it's lagging the field. Stocks have been expensive for a very long time, and it's been hard to stay invested or to get that way if you've been out. But it's the emergence of the speculative factor that has me so concerned. Well, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, speaking to the Atlantic's Future Economy Summit Tuesday morning, has sparked some chaos with her comments. The highlight was this, quote, "It may be that interest rates will have to rise a bit to make sure our economy doesn't overheat." And, quote, "We've gone for way too long letting long-term problems fester in our economy." And the response? Stocks puked, as one would expect, at the first sign of the punch bowl being taken away. We wonder what Jay Powell would have to say about Janet's stepping on his toes. Well, should young adults stretch financially to buy a home? Asks the Wall Street Journal. According to Lori Goodman, Vice President for the Housing Finance Policy, quote, "If a young person interested in homeownership has the opportunity to buy a home in this low interest rate environment, they should do so." But Susan Wachter, professor of real estate and finance at University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, says, "Ultimately, the notion of stretching one's means to take advantage of low interest rates or other affordable lending products will continue to be a gamble and potentially devastating impact to the young home buyer and the overall economy." Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.